Yes, my name is Lee Palmetier from the town of Athens. I'm the town supervisor currently. My question relates to the AC proceedings that we're talking about, but it refers to the DC proceeding also that is pending. And I'm wondering how they relate to one another. If this proceeding is competitive, I assume that means that there's going to be one winner. And how does that affect the DC proceeding, if at all? And is that part of the competitive mix so that either the one AC winner or one DC winner will be picked, or can they both be, both projects be built simultaneously? And will the proceedings be synchronized so that the decision will be made together?
I assume, sir, you're talking about the West Point?
Yes.
Yes. So the West Point DC proceeding.
Jim West Point or Champlain Hudson?
West Point.
Yeah, because West Point goes near Athens.
Right.
Yeah. I can speak to the AC versus DC part of your question. A DC line will not resolve or mitigate many of the issues we're talking about here. A DC line, by its nature, can be turned off and on, and does not participate in the network around it. So if you have some kind of problem on the AC network, that DC line does not react. It does not help you one bit in recovering the system. Because when you lose one line, the energy redistributes itself on all the other parallel AC lines. That DC line, if it's turned off, just sits there, turned off. So if they meet different needs, Ashley can probably speak to if they're going to be looked at together or how they're going to be evaluated together. But the DC, I'm sure, will be factored in if it alleviates any of or part of the need. But I know for a fact that it would not relieve, you know, a lot of our reliability concerns into the future.
Okay.